Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. I speak on the Institute for Policy Studies. My name is Ali Uribe, a Colombian member of Congress. And this Article 7 is very important in access to justice, truth, and remedy for victims. There are some issues that we would like to highlight, such as the costs of the process, the burden of proof. In general, there's no equal parties in the process. Evidence is usually had by businesses, and it is important for them to have access to that corporate data. It is important for there to be extraterritorial cooperation in order to move forward with these proceedings. And it is also important for there to be international execution of the sentences. We presented an article, Chair, with the exact paragraphs, 7.3A, for example, on the use of the implementation of artificial intelligence systems. Victims would be able to ask for relevant authorities to review, and they would be able to present claims and precautionary measures. In 7.3B, it is our view that it must be guaranteed that businesses in their trade relations to provide information that is within their reach in order to assess the truth of the facts and to have a material equality among the parties. For 7.4D, we believe that businesses should provide information available to them in order to determine the veracity of the facts and to ensure equality among the parties. We would like to propose two new paragraphs, an E to remove legal obstacles that are established by the Forum Non Conventus Doctrine to start proceedings before courts of other countries in cases of severe violations of human rights. Also, subparagraph G, to ensure that victims, persons, and affected communities can request for cases of violations of human rights to be heard by judges and courts with a jurisdiction in areas where the businesses have active operations under Article 1.6. We also propose 7.6, a new paragraph, for states to provide effective mechanisms to have remedies for violations of human rights, including the swift execution of sentences in keeping with the treaty and domestic law and in keeping with international treaties. So overall, these proposals, Chair, try to acknowledge that there is no equality among the parties now when we're talking about victims, peoples, and communities that have been potentially affected by corporate powers. Thank you.